Hi, Angels, and welcome to Tuesday morning. I usually do a show called Tenacity Tuesday, and it's only about a 10 or 15 minute show, so I'll do that a little bit later on this morning. But it's early morning, and I know a lot of us want to manifest some amazing things today, this week, this year, or whatever. So how do you create your intentions, right? And I say this in several different shows that I've done and podcasts that I've done, but you know what? Here's the most important thing. Is this not cool? Really, when you're, let's say, like one of my intentions is that I would like to manifest is to have a home in, I would like to have a home in on right on the beach, right? And I want it to be, you know, whatever that looks like to me, which is a two-bedroom home on the beach and on the beach, right? You know what I mean? And you're like, well, Tari, there's hurricanes, maybe. So I am asking for a home on the beach. I am also doing this, and I got this the other day. I am meditating, I'm asking for $10,000 to be deposited in my bank. And Joe Dispenza did something about regarding manifesting. He has a lot of workshops. And there was a guy on, and this was on Instagram, actually. If you want to see it, ask me, and I'll send you the Instagram link. But it was student of his manifested $10,000 right away. And he kept putting it out there. And it was, and then lo and behold, he got the 10 grand. Now, it wasn't just some random act, but circumstances had happened, and not only did he get the 10 grand, but he got 500,000. And one of his clients had sold their business, and he said, he said it would be crass to ask for money from anybody, you know. I guess because he had done such a good job, he got $500,000. He only wanted 10,000, and he kept manifesting it, and he saw it happening. He actually went on his, saw himself checking his, you know, how we check our online banking. And he saw himself doing that, every time in meditation. And boom, not too long after, I mean, not years, not months, but a few weeks later, he got a call, and the clients that were selling the business said, and offered him a job with the new owners as an employee. I mean, it was obviously a high up position. They took him to breakfast, and they go, can we have your account number? And he goes, sure. And he goes, oh, thanks. You know, he's getting 10,000. And he went back home, and it was, he looked, you know, in the little bit later, he looked on his bank account, and he had 500,000. Is that cool or what? I have another client. So, you know, I sent the Instagram out to a few people. And money's not everything. I want to be honest with you. And by the way, the guy that did this, he actually, because he gave a lot of the money away, because he said, if I can do it once, I can do it again. So I'm saying this to you guys. If you can do it once, you can do it again, whatever it is. You know, like I said, I would like a new home right on the beach, you know, and it may be a vacation home in some other country. I'm not sure about that, but that is one of my intentions. I have, you know, so I sent this video out or this Instagram link out, and I had a client watch it, and she said, I got $500 in my account. And I was like, why didn't you ask for more? She goes, no, I just want to see if it would work. So she got $500 from a circumstance that she was involved with for the past couple of years. And, you know, she got $500 bonus, whatever you want to say, was not expecting it. Right, but she put that intention out. So, you know, maybe you want a great intention for love. Put that intention out. You know, I am attracting great love in my life, right? And I'm attracting the home of my dreams. I'm attracting my soul purpose. What am I here to do? This is important. Okay, I'm attracting health because some people have some health challenges right now, you know. Whatever. But when you say, and then when you make a prayer or you do a prayer, and I'm going to do a meditation with this in just a second. But when you do a prayer, what you do is you ask for it like you received it. So you say, dear God, higher power, whoever you believe in, your Jeshua, which I call Jesus, Buddha, it doesn't really matter. Angels, higher part of me, dear higher power, I am so grateful, and I'm excited and get excited, you know, about a time, about this money, this love, this situation that I am attracting. Thank you so much for giving it to me. And I am so appreciative. And I say, once again, I'm saying thank you and amen, okay? So it's important to pray like you've already got it, or it's important to meditate and visualize it like you already have it, okay? And you're just dotting the I's and crossing the T's to make sure. Because when you send that intention, and this is an intention, I am grateful for love, health, money, home, car, whatever, you know, my soul purpose. When you send that intention out to the universe, I promise you this, you're getting a response, right? But it is so important that you do it like you've already received it. So two other things with creating a about it is, I'm sorry, because I just woke up not too long ago. two other things that are really, really important with it. As I said, ask as if you received it. Meditation is key, okay? Meditation and prayer. Because when you're meditating, you're listening. When you're praying, you're asking. So I think it's better to, not better, I'm not going to say it like that because that's not the way to say it. I think it's as important to ask, and I think it's important to ask like you're receiving, but I also think it's important to pray. I also know it's important to meditate because then you're listening and you may get something. You know, I got a message last week about something, and I was like, you know what? I'm thinking it's on my timeline or my time. I probably need to go see it, do it right away. And that's what I'm going to go do today. So anyway, you know, when you get the answers, you may not say, well, I want it like this, not like this. But put that intention out there. I promise you, your higher power's timeline is much better than yours, okay? Because we usually are coming from our personality or ego. And I'm not knocking that because ego's got us to this point, but wouldn't it be great to have sweet, sweet, delicious, loving, joyful life where you can come from a higher perspective, right? A higher awareness. And you see how some of these people that we all admire live, right? And, you know, they write videos about it. They do podcasts about it. And, you know, they do movies about it. So, you know, let's do that, right? So what I'm going to do now, for those who are listening now or later, I am going to do a quick meditation with you, okay? So wherever you are, it's probably not best if you drive or if you can drive and because it's only about a minute. But it'd be better if you're sitting somewhere consciously relaxing. And also where you can really focus on your intention. So prefer not driving, but if you want to listen while you're driving, then it's only a minute. No closing your eyes, though, if you're driving. All right. So what I want you to do is close your eyes right now and think about your body. Think about your legs relaxing, your feet relaxing, your tummy and your hips. Sinking deeper into the sofa, the bed. Don't go to sleep. Okay, your neck and your shoulders relaxing, your face, see your face relaxing. Okay, see your jaw relaxing, see your fingers, everything feels relaxed, right? Okay, do you have an intention? Would you like to manifest something in your health? Would you like to manifest something with your home? Would you like to manifest something with your kids, with your family, with your love, finding a new love, taking your new love to a, or your love to a whole new level? Would you like that? Okay. Whatever your intention is, think about it right now. So, with your heart, to say, I'm open my heart or opening my heart to receive more. And what I want you to do now is put your intention out there and just say these words however you want to say them. Dear higher power, God, Jeshua, angels, all of you, higher part of me, I am so grateful to receive and put that, whatever you're looking to receive, my home, $10,000 in my bank account, my love, taking the new love to a higher level. I am so grateful to receive this, and I appreciate it more than you know. So, really quickly here, see yourself. If it's a home that you're seeing, the home of your dreams, if it's a love you're seeing or have that feeling of great love for that special someone, if it's a new awareness or a new higher level of love for you and your mate, see that happening too. What does that look like? Does it feel warm and fuzzy, delicious, exquisite? Whatever your intention is, just say, I'm so grateful for this, and I am so appreciative, and thank you so very much. And see those feelings. See that you don't have to see it. You can just have the feelings that you would like to experience with it. And you say then, what you look around, you say, thank you once again. And I'm looking forward to receiving this. I always, in my meditation, and say, and thank you, amen. And so it is. All right, everybody. I hope that helps you. Put in a great intention out there to now or later, or you know, you can always use that prayer, all right? And you can always use that meditation. Just, I went through the relaxation process a little bit fast, and I apologize, but I wanted to make sure that I did that meditation with you this morning, this afternoon, this evening, or tomorrow, whenever you listen to this, but it works. If you want to have the Instagram post that I was talking about, I will send it to you, but what you need to do is just send me a text at 954-636-9401. Follow Angel Coaches on Instagram, Angel Coaches. Follow us on Blog Talk Radio, and thank you for that. And follow us on Facebook /Angel Coaches. We've got a great show tonight. It is with myself and Stephen. We are doing the Spiritual Entrepreneur. So how many of you guys want to open a business or have a business and take it to a new level? On this show, we cover a lot of things that will help you do that. I know that's worked for me. And I was telling a good friend of mine not too long ago, I said, you know what, I thought I would be doing something else. We were actually friends in school, and we lived together. And she said, yeah, we all did. But let me tell you something. When you can come from a higher awareness and a higher level, it's great. And let's keep the folks in, well, all over the world, but let's bond together really, you know, and send love and light to these folks in Texas and also in Ohio. You guys, we really, really need to be aware of who we are and what we can do as a group of souls here, a group of people here, and just send love and light to these folks there. If you're listening to this now or later, all right, because I'm doing that right now. I'm sending love and light to those families in Texas and those families in Ohio. And also the families of the folks that were killed. All right. You take care, everybody. Bye now. Have a great now.